On Wednesday, January 4th, 2011, over 500 people packed the American Legion in White River Junction, Vermont, for a public hearing on the proposed closing of the White River Junction United States Postal Service Processing and Distribution Center. The large hall was full of union members, community members, organizers of the Vermont Workers Center, activists from the Upper Valley Occupy Group, small business owners, and elected officials from across Vermont. The Postal Service's Northern New England District Manager, Deborah Essler, gave a presentation about the supposed cost savings from both closing the White River Junction Center, as well as through significantly longer delivery times. The result of the cuts and closings would mean at least 245 jobs lost at the White River Junction Center. In addition, there would be a ripple effect felt across the state, where many rural communities rely on the post office for vital services. Members of the audience overwhelmingly spoke out against the cuts in service and proposed closings.
My name is Gail Kinney. I am a resident of Canaan, New Hampshire, and I'm a clergy person with the South Danbury, New Hampshire United Church of Christ, which is a small rural congregation. My congregation is like many small rural congregations all over the Northeast and, frankly, the entire country in the rural parts of this country. Our congregants depend on the U.S. Postal Service.
The state of Vermont is now the most rural state in the nation. Vermont is also one of the fastest aging states in the country, and the poverty level is high. We don't have easy access to public transportation, shopping centers, or other conveniences. Even the internet is still outside of many people's reach here. For some, the mail is the only way to pay bills, contact friends or relatives, or make purchases like medications.
We have a VA hospital here in town that ships their medications. I know I have to get my medication through the mail based on my insurance. How many people is that going to affect when their medication takes 3 to 5 to 7 days longer to get to them?
We are living in communities where wages have been stagnant for many, many years. And unfortunately, we have had many waves of public workers being laid off in our communities. And the suffering that's going on as a result is heartbreaking.
I think I'm here in solidarity with the other public employees that I work with, including postal workers. And I think what's really going on is this is part of the attack on public employees that we've seen in this country in the last couple of years, where public employees have been the scapegoats for bad decisions made by CEOs and some politicians that have gotten us into a financial crisis and into our recession. And I think that we need to protect those public jobs. So
thank you very much.
Many people commented that the post office is required by 2006 federal law to fund the retiree benefits 75 years in advance, requiring the post office to come up with $5.5 billion every year.
I think it's real interesting that in 2006, when the post office started seeing declines in service, that it's also the same year that this law got passed that said that the post office had to pay $5.5 billion a year for 10 years to fund current and future postal workers to the year 2075. I'm not sure if everybody knows that.
Well, we're not being honest. We're here because we have to pay $5.5 billion every year before we start the year off. No company can survive that, not even the Postal Service.
In addition, many members of the public demanded that our postal service be treated as a public good instead of degrading postal service in order to continue a march towards privatization.
How do you expect to save the service by cutting service?
How does a decrease in service increase our business? Won't it just drive people to our competitors?
I came here and I watched your presentation, and I have to admit I'm not a business person, but I'm not that dumb either. You said that people are sending more email. Well, I send email because I want the people I'm communicating with to get the message quicker. And your response to your customers wanting the people they're communicating with to get the message quicker is to slow down how fast you deliver the mail. So I look at this presentation and I think, who put together this business plan? The Postmaster General or the CEO of FedEx? Because if I were the CEO of FedEx, I would say, wow, they're letting me put together a business plan for the Postal Service. The first thing that I would do is figure out the best way to put it into a death spiral. Why don't I respond to their customers' needs for better service by starting off with a study that predicates worse service?
I'm here because I'm really tired of talking about the Postal Service as if we only care about it to make money. The Postal Service is a public good. It's something that our communities care about. So just like the fire department, we shouldn't say, oh, well, the fire department is not making enough money. You know, the bottom line is not looking so good. We're going to downsize services of our fire department. The point of the fire department is to put out fires when they happen in our community. Same with our road crews. We have road crews because we want to have good roads. So we have the Postal Service not to make money, but because we care about mail being delivered in our communities, and we've heard how much people in our communities depend on that delivery. So I think that we need to reframe this conversation about not just the bottom line and making money, but about the things that our communities need, our public goods.
It seems that the idea of the post office is to foster communication in America. That seems to be the idea in the Constitution.
From what you see here tonight and what you're hearing about people doing this all over the country, do you think we're going to back down? I probably can answer that. We will not back down.
We should be working together to preserve the post office, not dismantle it.
The U.S. Postal Service is accepting comments on the proposed cuts. Write them at manager, consumer and industry contact, Northern New England District, 151 Forest Avenue, FOREST, Portland, Maine, 04101-7022. Letters must be postmarked by January 19th. For more information, go to savewhiteriverpdc.blogspot.com. This report was produced by the Vermont Worker Center and Put People First Radio. For more information, go to www.workercenter.org/media/radio.